Great to have you along here on Garden Talk. Larry Mueller here, and we're turning our attention to grilling veggies. And we might get into some other things as well, but we're going to focus a bit on veggies with our nationally recognized and self-proclaimed grillologist, Mad Dog and Merrill. They are the hosts of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin' and have written several cookbooks together. They have their own line of seasonings and sauces. I've used them and like them. And they appear, of course, you're going to see them at many events, not only in Wisconsin, but around the country. And as we talk with them, I hope you'll join in. Do you have some fun ways or good ways to grill your veggies? Maybe have some questions about grilling them? Give a call. The number 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Mad Dog and Merrill, welcome. Mad Dog, are you there? Oh, there's Merrill.
I'm here, absolutely. I wanted to step in late so everybody heard me. Hello.
We heard you. Don't worry. We heard you.
Oh, man. Well, how are you guys doing? How's the show going?
The show's going absolutely great. You know, we have 26 beautiful shows to tape this year, and life is good. And we got a lot of great places. And, you know, they can go to our website and learn and be a part of the television tapings. That's the best part.
Oh, yeah. What's your website?
Tom.
MadDogAndMerrill.com.
MadDogAndMerrill.com. I was on it this morning.
You're on it every day, Larry.
Do you guys cook a lot of vegetables on the grill, don't you?
I have to admit, Mad Dog is definitely the veggie king.
Yeah, exactly right, man. I tell you what, there are vegetables in the garden. There's not a vegetable you can't grow in your garden. You can't get at the local produce market or vegetable at the grocery store that you can't put on the grates of the grill. And when they get ready to plant their garden, it doesn't make a difference what you plant for vegetables. You know, I mean, don't forget the jalapeno poppers. You know, grow some of your own jalapenos. They're delicious.
I love those.
Yeah. Wonderful. You know, they're just the vogue thing to do. Jalapeno poppers are delicious. And zucchini, for God's sakes, there's like, we do a zucchini in wedges. So you take a zucchini, you cut it into four quarters, roll in a little bit of Italian dressing, a little Parmesan cheese, mummify it in bacon, and put them on the grill. They're delicious. We do zucchini paddles. Actually take a nice zucchini, cut it into paddles lengthwise. You brown both paddles up like you would a hamburger or something. You know, top it with a little tomato pesto and a little bit of maybe pepperoni and mozzarella cheese and a little feta on top and some fresh basil. And my favorite way to do zucchini, there's a third way, and that's a zucchini bolts. And you cut a zucchini, you know, about an 8-inch zucchini in half. This is a great recipe. Cut a zucchini in half, just a nice 8-incher. You hollow out the little seed. And I'll put like a little basil pesto in there first, and then I'll put about 8 little strips of pepperoni down in there, and then a couple of string cheese, and you just place those on the grill and just slow cook them for a little bit, and you got a zucchini boat that's just Italian style, that's just delicious.
You're making me hungry.
Oh. It's superb. You know, speaking of Italian, something along that line, the other thing that I think that gets a bad rap is I like grilling eggplant. But a lot of people don't do it the right way. Is they'll go ahead and slice the eggplant, but you definitely want to put some salt on the eggplant before you grill it, because that'll pull all the moisture out of it. Mm-hmm. And then you go ahead and cut it about a half inch rings or an inch, right, like a half inch. Oil them a little bit. Grill them like you would a hamburger, about 4 or 5 minutes on each side. Then top them with some fresh oregano, a daggone good slice of tomato, mozzarella cheese. Place on the grill, let that melt. Comes out good. Or you can just eat them plain. They're good as a side dish. They're great as a veggie sandwich, too.
Oh, you guys are making me hungry. I'm telling you. And here I am invited out for dinner tonight, so I won't be doing it tonight, but maybe tomorrow I can get outside and do some grilling. God, that's
perfect weather.
Perfect weather for it. Absolutely.
You guys grill all year round, don't you?
You know, I have to admit that I redid our kitchen about seven, and this is to Lori's dismay. I redid our kitchen about 7 years ago. I got a brand new stove, never hooked it up. I've been cooking on my grill for 7 years. And honest to God, I love it. I walk outside. I don't care what weather it's in. You know, I do everything on the grill, and that's the honest to God truth. I haven't used a stove in about 7 years now.
Oh my goodness, so Lori doesn't like that. You ought to hook it up at least.
Well, he's got to get electricity first.
You know, I've been hearing a lot of that lately. You know, the only problem is I haven't been able to make my banana bread ever since then, you know, and I could do it on the grill, but I'm afraid it would taint the flavor just a tad. But
yeah, probably. And you're using, are you probably gas grill, huh?
Or absolutely a gas grill, you know, and I've got it down to a science, obviously, you know, and we do a lot of vegetables. Lori and I mean, I do my Brussels sprouts on the grill. We love it. That's one of our favorites, you know, just a little bit of oil, a little bit of a garlic pepper blend once you oil them, the Brussels sprouts, and you put them on the grill and you just leave them go for 3, 4, 8, 10 minutes on one side. You roll them around until they're all nice and tender, like a toothpick can be inserted through them. And, you know, Brussels sprouts are the best. They're probably the harder one to grow and the latest one to harvest. But those they're phenomenal. If you get a chance to do Brussels sprouts in your garden, you'll never go wrong. They're just little cabbages with great flavor.
And, you know, I always thought they come ready about the time, you know, when it's the fall season is here and it's really just great to be outside grilling under those kind of circumstances. I love that time of the year.
Yeah, don't pass them up. If you go to the farmer's market and they've got those big stalks of Brussels sprouts with like 40 of them on each, you know, on each stalk, you know, purchase one for 15, 20 bucks, 10 bucks, whatever they sell them for. Honest to God, it's worth the flavor. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. Your newsletter, your last one, I think, had a great recipe, great sounding recipe, at least I haven't tried it yet, for roasting garlic on the grill.
Meryl's favorite recipe.
Meryl, talk about what's the process?
Well, you know, garlic, and it's very easy to do, but the main thing, I like to take a whole bob of bread of garlic, slice off the top, drizzle a little bit of oil, I like wrap it up in aluminum foil on there, place it on the grill, let it go for a good 15, 20 minutes so it's nice and soft. Then you take it out, you take some good old garlic bread or French bread, you know, there, and you butter it, and you just squeeze that garlic on top of that bread and spread it right out. It's just absolutely fantastic.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
Easy to do. You know, people, you know, don't have a tendency to use that, but garlic is very reasonable to do, and it comes out really good. You know, another thing, when you were talking about little cabbages, whole cabbage is really great on the grill, especially we're getting up to St. Patty's and everything. But I'll go ahead and slice cabbage about 1 inch thick into rings. There again, brush it with some oil, season what you like. I like to use a lot of garlic powder, garlic salt, onion powder. And there again, grill that about 4 to 5 minutes on each side. It comes out excellent every time.
Oh, I like that idea, too. You know, there's one thing I've read, and I guess I've tried it, but the recommendation always was for maximum flavor, you should toss the grilled vegetables in a simple dressing after grilling rather than before grilling.
Absolutely, absolutely. It makes sense, Larry, but you still want to oil the vegetables before you put them on the grill, whether it's, you know, whole carrots or something like that, you know, Brussels sprouts, they need to have that little glistening so they don't dry sear. They have a nice little glaze to them and they seal up really nice. But you're absolutely right. Give them a nice little, put them in that little stainless steel bowl at the end, a little sloshing of dressing and toss it up in the air. And, you know, what I'll really do instead of that, I'll make my own little pesto. I'll put them in my little Ninja blender. Mm-hmm. And I'll put a whole blending of herbs inside of there. I'll drizzle about a quarter cup of oil, a splash of balsamic, a couple cloves of garlic, a couple peppercorns, a tomato wedge or two diced up, and I'll blend my own little pesto. And then you can drizzle that over the top of the veggies when it's done, too, and that's good, too. Any finishing sauce is good on the veggies.
John wants to know in an email, what variety of garlic do you use, or does it matter?
To me, it doesn't matter on there. I'm not that picky when it really comes to garlic. I just get your regular standard garlic and do that. It'll come out perfect. It's real easy to do.
It is, and I keep bringing up the farmer's market, but we love going to farmer's markets. And if you grow your own garlic, God love you, because there are about, 12 or 15 different varieties that you get here in Wisconsin that people grow. And the flavors are different. I mean, the Russian garlic, there's so many different types of garlics that are really pungent, and then one that are milder, So there are connoisseurs of garlic. So experiment with that. I mean, it is fun.
Mad Dog and Merrill, our guest today, we're talking about grilling veggies, and we'll take your grilling questions as well if you want to join in. I got to give that number so people know where to call. It's 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us, the email address, talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for Garden Talk on WPR News. We're talking grilling veggies and probably other things as well with our guests. Mad Dog and Merrill, host of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin'. It's a great show. And it's you can see it in a lot of different places.
Yeah. It airs in 35 states, 140 different markets within there. There's like 160 ways to stream it, I find it absolutely amazing. Obviously, YouTube and Roku and all that other stuff. And coming to a taping live, I'll say it again. If you look under our website, we have four good tapings in April that are actually get-together parties that people will want to attend. I guarantee you, they're going to be good ones. We just finalized one today at a 700-acre ranch up in Hershaw, and we're going to have a bluegrass band there. They're going to do mac and cheese with brisket. It's called the Rondoulet Ranch, and that's just one of many. That's our first one on the 18th of April, and it's going to be a phenomenal time. It really is. I'd look up the website and check it out. In the meantime, don't forget to plant your green beans, because green beans on the grill, to me, are phenomenal. And a lot of people now have either cast iron skillets or they have those griddles. And I'll take a whole bunch of green beans and, snip off the ends, and I'll put them in a Ziploc baggie with thin strips of onion and green pepper, a whole bunch of herbs, a little bit of vinegar oil, and I'll marinate them in that for a little bit. And I'll light my flat-top griddle on a nice medium-high heat, get it warmed up, and I'll literally, by hand, take everything out of that baggie, herbs and onions and peppers and beans and all, and put them on the griddle and start stir-frying for about 4 minutes and flip them off. And what a side dish. What a great thing. It really is.
Oh, man, that sounds great. You know, you mentioned the timing, and the timing, it does vary a bit. Asparagus, you got green onions, you got tomatoes, maybe what, 5-6 minutes?
Right. Yeah, exactly right. And if you're in a restaurant, they're always undercooked anyway, so what the heck? I hate that. Honestly, God, I hate it. I want my vegetables a little tender. You know what I'm saying?
I don't agree with you all the time, but I do agree with you on that too.
My choppers ain't as good as they used to be. You know what I'm talking about? I get a lot of fiber. I get some fiber. Let's cook them vegetables.
Well, you mentioned you were talking about zucchini and let's say squash, zucchini. You got something like eggplant. You were talking about mushrooms. You're going to want to do them a little longer.
Exactly right. Yeah.
8, 9, 10 minutes maybe.
Yeah, acorn squash is, honest to goodness, it's just amazing. I mean, besides cutting in half, hollowing out stuff in it, and slow cooking it, I'll take acorn squash and I'll cut it into rings, hollow out the seed, so you have about 1-inch rings or 3/4-inch rings of acorn squash, a good heavy dipping of oil, and honest to goodness, a medium direct cooking, and just sear them for like 7, 8, 10 minutes on both sides, glaze them with a little brown sugar and pineapple juice or whatever you want to use as a glaze. And honest to goodness, that acorn squash, the ring and all, the rind and all is edible. Good fiber, good for you. I mean, just a, I love vegetables on the grill. And you know, what would a show with Larry Mueller be with Mad Dog and Meryl if we didn't mention beets on the grill?
There you go.
You're right about
exactly.
that. That's my favorite thing on the vegetable on the grill anymore. You guys.
What a shock. We've been talking with you for 40 years, and every show we all talk about grilled beets. Finally, we're on Garden Talk, and we actually get to talk about beets on the grill, and you won't mention it.
Oh, man. Well, you guys talk. Well, Mad Dog and Meryl did a special presentation at my home once. And for some WPR listeners, and I said, beets? And these guys have heard this story so many times, they could probably repeat it without me. But I said, beets? I think it was Mad Dog said, you wait, they'll be the first things to be gone. And sure. I grabbed a few of those beets pieces and I got to go back and get some more of those beets. And they were all gone already. Why? What is it about grilling beets?
It's just sugar content. The sugar content. Same as sweet potatoes. Meryl does, when we do tapings a lot, Meryl does sweet potato wedges. Same as beets. You know, you want to cut them into like nice little wedges, about 3-4 inch wedges, and oil them up. And you just put them on the grill and char those up, and the sugar content makes them cook faster and sweeten up. And you know, sweet potatoes, beets, that whole routine, Yukon Golds, things like that, you know, potatoes, that just come out. Plus, you're in the outdoors, and they just taste darn good, you know, and you probably have a beverage in your hand, so life is good.
Yeah,
Everything tastes good, you know. It's just, it's amazing. Another thing that you brought up mushrooms. The mushrooms I absolutely love on the grill. And they're good. I'll marinate them. You could use like your typical Italian dressing or make your own marinade if you want with a little bit of olive oil. Drain it and just grill the mushrooms direct. It'll take about 10 to 12 minutes. Turn them once in a while till they're done. But the one that really people go crazy with are teriyaki mushrooms. You make your typical teriyaki sauce, whatever recipe that you use, but double your brown sugar and then marinate those mushrooms for about approximately an hour in that, and then go ahead and drain them and then grill those mushrooms. I'll guarantee you they'll go real fast. They're absolutely excellent.
Oh, man.
The only problem with those is, and that's the truth, is if you think you have enough, double the amount, because the mushrooms themselves are water-based, and they go down to, it's like cooking kale. You think 3 pounds of kale is enough, and all of a sudden you have like a quarter pound left when you're done cooking it, or spinach, you know. So your mushrooms are one of those. And speaking of lettuce, Meryl does a romaine lettuce where he splits it in half lengthwise, and people have done this before. And you baste it with a little bit of oil and a good hot grill, and you just sear the sliced portion. When you slice it lengthwise, you oil it, and you put that lengthwise oiled straight down on the grill for about 3-4 minutes, just enough to sear the flavor. You flip it up, you serve it with a little vinegar oil, some feta cheese, tomato, fresh basil, and you serve that up to a guest coming out, and it's just, you catch it while it's still warm. It's just delicious, that romaine lettuce.
Oh.
Just phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal.
I love the sound of all of this so far. What about corn? You guys do corn on the grill.
So many ways to do corn on it. I have to, Mad Dog's got it. He definitely has it mastered. I mean, we've got so many different ways. You can go ahead and oil the corn, butter the corn, and grill it even direct without even a husk. If you're going to use a husk, you want to soak the husk at least for a good hour, grill them direct, place them on the grill, turn them, every about 10 minutes, get them nice and charcoaled on the outside. They're great. You do what they call a Mexican corn, which is really good, where you're using a mayonnaise base with paprika, cool, or any type of spices. Brush that on the corn, grill it direct. But there's so many different ways on corn.
So when you're doing the corn without the husk on, how long do you, you got to be rotating it and so forth, I imagine.
Yeah, you have to be rotating. You want to baste a little bit with an oil base, whatever you first put on it, to put it on the grill, base a little bit. But you're right, it goes fast. You move it around, you turn it around, type of thing. But I like to pre-char corn like that, and then I cut it off the cob, and I make, you'll have to look up the recipe because I can't think of it off my head, but a cream corn. And to make your own homemade cream corn is just absolutely phenomenal in a cast iron skillet. We did it for a holiday show with some cornbread on the side a couple of years ago, and that was just phenomenal. I'll have to do that again this year.
Do you ever do cornbread on the grill?
Yeah, cornbread. Cornbread. We did it for a couple of holiday shows, and true cornbread, you know. And when you take that cast iron skillet, and all of a sudden you look at it, and you put that glob of batter in there, and 35, 40 minutes later, you open up that hood, and you're just praying, and it just swells up, and it's got this flow over the top. It just says, "Eat me." You know, just honest to God, it's just phenomenal.
And we do. And we do eat it, that's for sure.
Oh, God, I mean, do you have that on indirect heat then, don't you, or do you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Or on your pellet grill. You know, pellet grill is an easy way to go. A lot of people have the pellet grills nowadays, and you can do a couple of ways. You can set it at 250 and do it for twice the amount of time, or you can do it at the 350 range and do it for your 35, 40 minutes, whatever the recipe called for. But that's what's nice about the pellet grill. It's just a time element where you set it, and it adds more smoke, more flavor if you slow cook. They're wonderful. They really are.
Sounds wonderful to me. Well, I want to go back to Brussels sprouts for a minute because we got an email from Marie and Nina. How do you get the Brussels sprouts off the stalk? She has problems getting them off the stalk.
I agree with you probably, but a good sharp knife, and you snip them, you turn it so that the thin end is towards you and the rooted end is away from you, and you snip at that way, and I'll turn and snip and turn and snip with a knife. And I bet you if you have a kitchen shears, it might work. But I'll put the pointed end where the smaller sprouts are because they haven't grown enough yet, and the bigger sprouts away from me, and I'll snip towards me. I'll cut towards me.
On the small ones?
Yeah. On all of them, but yeah.
All right. Well,
I tell you what, no matter how you do it, it's worth it. Let's put it that way. I don't care if you have to get your Zaw out and you know, honest to goodness, and cut each one off with a little Zaw or a skill saw. Don't do that, though, folks. Don't try that at home. Please don't do that at home. So 2 years ago, we did a big Hubbard squash that I stuffed, and it was a honker. It had to be a twice the size of a basketball. You know, those big old squash. And I took a Zaw on air, not knowing what I was doing, and I sawed off the end, I sawed it in half, and I stuffed both halves, and I did it earlier, and I had one done, and it was like a big melting pot of bread stuffing inside that I did, and it was phenomenal. So there are ways to tackle things, you know, if you have to.
I'll tell you, Larry, when he did that, we had no idea what he was doing. But he brings that squash out, and he brings that saw and starts cutting the half. I go, like, what is he doing? Having no idea that he had one done. I mean, it was huge. You get a chance to watch that. It came out excellent. It was excellent. Yeah.
I didn't see that one. Did you actually show yourself cutting this up with a saw?
It was at a Christmas place over by Chilton. God dang it all! The North Pole. It was at the North Pole. If they look at Mad Dog and Merle North Pole, it'll come up.
You gotta see it.
I gotta look that one up because I have not seen that one yet.
Yeah, that was a good one. And I was worried because you know I got a saw and I'm sitting there, you know, in this TV
if the saw bucks, you got a problem there, you know?
Right.
Exactly right. Exactly. I got a problem anyway, Larry.
That's the fun thing about our show.
You never know what's going to happen. One more thing. If you grow fresh herbs, I've been doing a lot of herbal pack, not marinades, but I'll take a Ziploc bag and I'll throw chicken breast in there or pork chops or nice, beautiful steaks that you want to flavorize. And take all your rosemary, your basil, your oregano, your thyme, just snip them in sprigs yet, and put them around that meat product in that baggie and kind of make sure they're kind of touching that meat a little bit, which they will because you're impacting that meat product in a baggie, you know, raw. put it in the refrigerator for about 6 to 8 hours, even overnight. And I call it an herbal pack. And the flavor that infuses into that meat product is phenomenal. So fresh herbs are wonderful to use in that realm too. You know, as a pre-marinade or a pre-flavorizer.
That sounds good. Here we're down to our last minute or so. Anything on fruit? I mean, you know, we were talking about fruit in the last hour. And
what can I tell you about fruit? We have a brand new black cherry barbecue sauce out.
Ooh.
Honest to God, we have a root beer barbecue sauce that's in the stores right now. The black cherry barbecue sauce, and I'm going to say it's available exclusivity for 3 months at Mills Fleet Farms, at Mills Fleet Farms. But it's going to be at the stores. It's a black cherry barbecue sauce. It'll knock your socks off. Honest to God, we were down at the Milwaukee Sports Show this weekend. We sold, Merrill and I sold several cases of it because we're allowed to. And the flavor that pops off that black cherry and that tartness is wonderful. And the root beer barbecue sauce is good. So look for both of those. And I hate to say a commercialized thing, but you have to try it. It's delicious. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
On that phenomenal note, thank you guys both. It's always such a pleasure. I really enjoy talking with you, and I hope we can do it again. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Happy gardening.
Mad Dog and Merrill, the host of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin'. And if you haven't, go on their site, you'll find out where you can watch it. It is a lot of fun. And these guys are a blast to be around, I can tell you that. You probably got that from our conversation today. Thank you so much for joining us today. And of course, this and all our shows are a team effort. We've got Clara Neipert, Joe Patnaud, Lee Rayburn, Jeff Robbins. Our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. And I'm Larry Mueller, along for the ride. And I want to thank you so much for listening. But please do stay with us. There's lots more in store here on WPR News. For Garden Talk, I'm Larry Mueller.